Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Difficult Conversations, where we tackle taboo topics in a safe space through empowerment and education. Welcome back. We are so excited for this season as we focus on all things relationships. We are humbled and blown away by the support and responses from our last season, and we can't wait to have you join us as we dig deep and take apart and discuss finding partnership and love in today's busy world. We will explore family dynamics, culture, attitudes, and ideas around relationships and marriage. So one of my favorite books is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. It is about a young man from Spain that goes on a journey to Egypt looking for treasure. He realizes that what he was looking for was right under his nose the whole time. On his journey, he meets mentors, falls in love, and learns the importance of who he is and what really matters in life. Just like the young boy learned, we want to impress upon our listeners three main things. That we all have our personal journeys that can make us happy and fulfilled. That fear is holding you back more than anything else. And to quote the book, the secret of life is to fall 7 times and to get up 8 times. When talking to a lot of people today, single people, men and women, there is a sense of despair and hopelessness. Far too often, people have given up pursuing marriage because they believe the opposite gender is not worth it or that the task of finding that special person is far too exhausting. Please keep the lesson that the young boy learned in mind throughout this season.
Before we get into it, we wanted to go over renewing our intentions, right? The Prophet ﷺ says, "Innamal a'malu binniyat." You know, all actions are based on intention. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to renew our intentions and kind of go around and say why we got started in this project and what our intentions are going forward with the season. Bonnie, you want to start us off?
Yeah, my intentions for the season. This season, we're going to be focusing on relationships, marriage, friendships, and courting. What I want people to take away from this is how to spot the traumas and red flags that they have within themselves so they are healthier when they are courting somebody, when they are looking for someone. And then also how to notice red flags, traumas, and other people so that they attract and they stay away from people that are not healthy and that are not going to be good for them. I also want them to walk away knowing how to distinguish a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship from an unhealthy relationship. Yeah, those are the things that I'm hoping that people walk away from after listening to this season.
I would say creating a safe space for our audience, making sure that we're sparking thoughts that would eventually trigger for them to look into our conversation that we have here. Also create an opportunity for them to seek out help in areas that they might be facing challenges in or regulating themselves in some aspect of it emotionally. And certain conversation that we may have does has to do a lot of how we function in society, which is relationship and the people that we spend time with, whether it's family, friends, and also eventually, you know, looking into potential future spouse or people who are married and their children. And this conversation we will be having here will kind of instigate those thoughts. Also trying to understand the world not from like black and white. And then there's also gray areas. And those gray areas comes into being compassionate, understanding, having an awareness, having also internal motivation about themselves, also understanding social awareness. You know, we're living in a different society. This is America. It's not where our culture is. How do we navigate that with relationships and also with our religion and all other aspects of it? And then also trying to bring in therapy in this conversation. What is the therapy does for you? How does therapy help you in your relationship? My other intention is that you don't have to be in such a critical place in your life for you to seek out for help. You can be in between of season. You're in between transition. For example, that can be you recently graduated from college and you are trying to embark in getting your job in corporate or whatever that area might be is. How do I navigate this space of transition? that might be a therapy thing to do or a life coach thing to do. And so hopefully we just spark thoughts to people and they'll seek out help, or they have conversation together, or create villages of community for themselves. And so that's my goal. Hopefully that's my biggest intention. Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take that as good deed for us.
So I once listened to something where the speaker was saying, in order to change society, in order to change anything, you always have to start with the individual and then go to the family and the society, the community, and then that's how you change the world. So for me, it always comes down to like the family unit and how to get there. And marriage is one of the main like cornerstones of a society. And just looking at like how marriage is done today and how people get to it, how people court, how people get to know each other, I feel like there we've kind of gone to extremes. There's people on one end that are like completely are saying like, there's no use for marriage. You don't need it in this day and age. You know, you can be fine on your own. And then there's people on the other end that are like, the way they get to marriage is so off-putting for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that are stuck in the middle. And so my biggest intention is that, how do we get conversations going where people are considering the middle, the balanced way, and from an Islamic perspective, and saying, what are we doing wrong here? What isn't working? And why is it not working? And having these conversations and saying, like, if I wanted to get to know somebody, if I wanted to get married the right way, how do I go about that? So my biggest thing is, and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah and blessings into what we're doing so that we can get these conversations going. And saying revolutionize is kind of a big thing, but like, I really believe that we are due for kind of a revampment and like a re-looking at this whole concept and this whole thing of marriage and getting conversations going and sparking change. So that's my intention. That being said, I think we all bring so much life experience and different perspectives and different backgrounds to this important conversation. So if we can just kind of go around and talk about like what our backgrounds are and what kind of sparked our why we decided to embark on this road. We'll start with you, Dahabe.
My name is Dahabe, and I have been working in the field of mental health for about 10 years now. I'm a therapist, and my experiences that I have is understanding how we as a society, specifically Muslim community, can function, and also having the conversation around mental health and social health, behavioral health, when it comes to both Muslims as well as specifically Oromo as well, to kind of ignite those conversations so that way that people are having outside of this podcast, within their own households. And so that's what I will be bringing to the table to discuss my experiences in the fields and what I see and know about emotion and traumas and mental health in general. I think COVID has also exemplified the needs of having conversation around mental health. And I think also within our community, mental health is still very stigmatized, and people are not willing to have the meaning of when communication or conflict happen, how do I resolve it? And when something is not sitting right with me, who do I go and talk to about it? And if my reaction comes out very aggressive and or very assertive, that is not very sitting well to the other person, what triggered that for me? Who was the person that taught me that? And when was the first time I experienced this emotional off-putting, like Abshiro was saying earlier, is when did that came up, right? And so that's, I think, creating those understanding and having the difficult conversation itself is what we are doing here. And that's the thing that I think would be great to have. And I think having this conversation will eventually, I hope people have to seek out more therapy as well, normalize vulnerability. And I think I'm probably being biased for saying this, but vulnerability is a bravery, courageous space. When you're vulnerable, you are brave enough to share the things that has made you who you are and create your personality. And once you do that and people will see the authentic side of you by expressing that, talking about it as well. And so that's me. What about you, Bonnie?
My name is Bonnie. I am a life coach. I currently work as an equity specialist for the HCA. And I'm really passionate about mental health and how our past and, you know, can influence in a positive and negative way our present and our future. I'm also very, very passionate about equity and how navigating this world as a Black girl, as a Muslim girl, as an Ottoman girl, how we can use our voices to speak up for adversity that we are facing. Those are the things that I'm really, really passionate about, and I'm really passionate about our community and the trajectory that it's going in, specifically how we are being influenced by the Western culture, the Western ideologies, and how we can, in a way, root ourselves in our truth and in our faith and our deen and our culture, and picking and choosing the right things to bring to our culture instead of being completely swallowed and devoured by the Western identity. Those are the things that I'm passionate about, and that's who I am. So, Abshira, you're next.
Professionally, I work in healthcare as a respiratory therapist, as my day job. I'm also a certified relationship coach. And what my passion is, relationships, and, you know, how answering the questions of, like, how do we stay true to all of our relationships in our lives, and what makes two individuals compatible with each other. I always have this philosophy that, like, you can make it work with anybody. You know, it's just a matter of perspective and how you look at things. And so working with singles, working with couples, I realize that there's a bigger issue going on, and it's not just like, I want to get married and then let me find somebody to get married. With working with clients, I started to realize that there's so much inner work that has to be done. And so a lot of times, a lot of trauma comes up, a lot of past experiences are hindering a lot of people. And so I found myself referring out a lot of clients. And so I got to the realization that we have to look at people as a whole and not just the relationship aspect of it. And so what I'm really excited with our podcast is kind of connecting all of those pieces. You have the relationship aspect of it, you have the mental health aspect of it, and then you also have the, like, overall life aspect of it too. And so I feel like we are perfectly positioned in our different experiences to tackle all of the pieces of, you know, living a happy and fruitful life. So that's what excites me.
Join the conversation in the comments section or on our Instagram page to share with us what you think. We do not have all the answers, and our biggest goal is to kick off and get the conversation going. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts and use us as catalysts for change.